It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, and I do this show once a week for an hour. It's the only hour on all these sports talk networks where we're just going to talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make the games, but I do know what I like, and I like to hear what you like and don't like. As well, there's a toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. And I'd like to hear from you, my unpaid correspondents. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. All over this great land of ours, Romania. Now, although we are on there, because we are on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Wherever you are in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. I'd like to meet a Space Force guardian. Do you know of one? I think they're only at the Pentagon. What do I know? Maybe they're in outer space. They're on the moon. I judge games on one criterion. Are they fun? Is it fun? Then I'll play it. And so we'll find out together. Also, I have an interview this week. At about a half hour from now, I'm going to bring in Bear McCreary, who is an Emmy Award-winning composer who has made a lot of great video game music and movie and TV music as well. But God of War and others, we'll talk to Bear at 40 after. That means we'll move up the free game giveaway at 25 after. And that's, yes, I'll be giving away a brand new game at that time. Want to have a big shout out for everyone listening on the Dan Patrick channel. It's 211 in progress on Sirius XM. Great to have you there. And we stream through sportsbyline.com. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Also sbnationlive.com and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. So we only got, what do we got? 51 minutes. Let's get to it on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now that the storm has passed, count on Lowe's for help with cleanup and repair. We want to make sure you have everything to begin the path to recovery. Count on necessities like roofing, lumber, and electrical in the quantities you need. We're here for your community. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to find out about relief efforts in your area or get emergency supplies now.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California, and around the world on so many other different platforms and formats, vehicles, streams, however you're getting us. It's great to have you with us, and you may participate. See, it's live radio. I just did this at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game and tell you the new releases as well. At 40 after the hour, we'll have Bear McCreary, who is an Emmy Award-winning music composer who has done incredible work in not just TV and movies, but video games as well. Now, the big news on Friday was, rather than create a new Halo game, Microsoft said it's going to resurrect the original, modernize it, and make a full remake. They said it's going to be called Halo Combat Evolved Campaign, and it will be available on the Xbox Series X and S and PC. And we all said, okay, sounds good. And then he said, but also on the PS5. Bong hee hoo, bong hee hoo, bong 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 bong, ba ta ta, da 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 da, ba da ba da da. What? Yes, and you know who likes it? Me. I really don't care about the exclusivity thing. Exclusivity? Can I blah 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 enunciate? Because, yes, Nintendo is never going to do this. If you want to play Mario, you got to play a Nintendo. And you want to play Zelda, you got to buy a Nintendo. Whatever format you want that on. They're just simple things, right, that you have to have. And Halo was seen as the shining pride of Microsoft. Played on the PC and the Xbox, but that's it. Now, we have seen games over the years that started off on one and made its way to the other. And I remember for a long time playing BioShock was only on the 360. But the 360 was my first Xbox. I did not have an original one. I didn't have a reason to also have that when I had the PS2. And I got the Xbox 360, as I've explained in the past, because of Call of Duty 2, which was just on the 360. So that made me buy it. You got me. Well done. And so my first Halo game was Halo 3, which was on the 360. And I remember they had a Super Bowl ad for it. And I think at the time it was like $3 million. And so, in other words, if you make a Super Bowl ad about something, you're hyping it up. And I kept hearing about, you know, this is the game that made the Xbox and Halo so awesome. Eh! Didn't really like it. You fought all these weird little space things, and I found myself shooting these. They were like these little things, looked like rocks that were crawling at me, and I had to shoot them 1,000 times for them to die. And you know, here I was shooting Wehrmacht and SS troops in Call of Duty 2, and then now it's taking me my whole mag to shoot this little crawling rock. It just, I didn't buy into it. So I never played another Halo game. But I know for people who love it, they love it. And I remember when the original Xbox, they announced that they were going to be pulling the servers. In other words, they have moved on. And someone figured out as long as you didn't turn off your Xbox or load in a different game, Halo could go forever. But that would require other people, if you wanted to play with them, to also do the same thing. And that would mean power, never going out at your house. And I don't care where you live in the world, your power is going to go out now and then. Either because it just will because stuff breaks, or some schmuck is going to like run his truck into the breaker, or lightning is going to hit, or the politician's going to call for a blackout. I don't know. So I understand that Halo is very religious to people, but I also never understood the loyalty thing. In other words, you know, the example I like to give is if somebody buys an F-150, they get a sticker of Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes urinating on a Chevy logo. And then somebody who buys a Silverado has Calvin urinating on a Ford logo. When I guarantee you that homie went down to the lot and looked at Silverados and F-150s, and whoever gave him the floor mats was probably going to be the winner. But I guess it makes you feel better about yourself. I have room in my heart and brain for all awesome consoles. And the people who say, I'm a Sony man, I'm a Microsoft man, my question would be, why? Why can't you just play all the cool video games, you know? And I realize that most people can't afford both next-gen systems simultaneously. So in other words, if you have an Xbox Series X and S and a PS5, bully for you. But that's not most of us. We had to make a decision one way or the other. And the reason why I switched over and started going on PS4 was because, or PS3, sorry, was because XBLA cost money and you could play online for free on Sony that whole cycle, all those years for free. And then when the PS4 came out, they go, now you got to start paying. It was like $50 a year. And I was like, God damn it. They got me. I was already hooked. But, you know, I saw this, you know, this the reveal video, and the new Halo is going to run in 4K, and it's going to have two-player co-op, and they're going to double it to four-player co-op online, and you can go cross-console as well. and then I saw an article on Game Central that the headline is, Halo on PS5 is truly the death of Xbox. Okay. I mean, does that mean that no one is ever going to buy an Xbox again? Because that's what the death of Xbox, that headline means to me. And the one thing that people used to do who would buy an Xbox over a PlayStation was that Xbox usually had better specs marginally. You know, well, this has, the cache is larger than the cache on that one, and the pixel rate can go a little bit higher here. And, all the games are running at 30 FPS or, and they were all mostly coming in at 720 or 1080p. And, I look at Metroid, which was supposed to be, quote unquote, not high def. And the Metroid on the GameCube was some of the best graphics I've ever seen. But, some people, they like to brag about that. And I don't know. I don't know why you would make an enemy of one of the... It's like Nintendo. I love Nintendo. And I love the Xbox. I love the PlayStation. I love all... I just love video games in general. So if you are a Halo person... Sorry. If you are an Xbox person and you're depressed by this, I would say don't worry. You're going to be fine. And you still can play all the Halo you want. And I'm sorry all those dirty PS5 people are going to get to play it, but it's really not that big of a deal. I think it's good, y'all. All right, come on back. I'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is The Video Game Review.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680.
That's 800-605-1680.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. We're here for you, and coming up in the next segment, I will have Emmy Award-winning music composer Bear McCreary, and he's a real good guy, and he has done so many movies and TV and video games, God of War and others, so I want to talk to him about, I love video game music, as you might yourself, but it is 40 after, so it's time, or it was not 40 after, look at me, muscle memory, it's 25 after, we're moving up the segment to give away a brand new game, and the way you win it is by emailing me the correct answer to the question I'm going to ask, second correct answer wins the game. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called Angry Video Game Nerd 8-Bit. Angry Video Game Nerd 8-Bit is available for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, the Switch, the PC, and the NES. In all the years I've been doing this show, almost 20 years I've been doing this show, nationally syndicated around the world on American Forces. That's right. I have never announced a game coming out that's going to be on the NES. That's the Nintendo Entertainment System, peeps. That's 8-bit. So I don't know if this is developed by Mega Cat Studios and published by Retroware. I don't know if they're going to actually make a cartridge, but it does say it's coming out for the NES, so maybe they will make a few cartridges. Here's the summary, quote, "The angry video game nerd is back in 8-bits, battle through frantic platforming levels, defeat classic AVGN bosses," that's angry video game nerd, "and save all of gaming from a corrupted monstrosity." And this is a platformer. It's very 8-bit. It kind of reminds me of like Legacy of the Wizard. If you played those games, and I played all those games back in the day. My question is, what's the one console this is coming out for that's a bit surprising? Just tell me that, and you will win. I have it here for the PS5. Angry Video Game Nerd 8-Bit. It's available for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, the Switch, the PC, and the NES. Just email me which one of those is weird. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. rick@sportsbyline.com. All right, and a little bit later in this segment, a few minutes, I will tell you all the new games that will be coming out this week, and that's always a good thing because that means that other games will come down the shelves. That's right, and hopefully be a little bit cheaper. That's what we're trying for. All right, you know, I've got my finger on the pulse worldwide with video games because it's a worldwide industry, multi-billion dollars, of course. Now, the growth of video games has brought back a few of the problems like the moral panic surrounding violence. And you remember the tragedy, the horrific violence at Uvalde, and at the time Ted Cruz blamed video games, which I thought was highly irresponsible. but it's like anything in history, rock and roll, cigarettes, you know, that's why our children are corrupted, whatever. There are some people who do not draw the line between fantasy and reality, and some people are just nuts. But as I said, the moral panic, and remember in the 90s and early 2000s, there were a lot of people campaigning against Grand Theft Auto. And with Grand Theft Auto 6, the release, as we talk about it more and more as we get closer, the nation of Mexico, our friends to the south, the País Amigo, in their national legislature, they have successfully passed a financial package that includes a tax on so-called violent video games. And that will impact, that tax will only impact the games sold in Mexico. Of course, that's their jurisdiction. And they're targeting some games, and they're definitely targeting GTA 6. Now, you might say, oh, that's too bad for them down there. Well, I think a lot of people don't know that Mexico plays a bigger role in gaming than you might realize. They have been the manufacturing hub for gaming hardware, including, we were talking about the original Xbox. That's where that was made. And more than 104 million Mexicans play video games, and the country brought in about $1.1 billion in gaming revenue last year. Esports are also huge in Mexico, and if you follow esports, you know that there's a lot of Mexican nationals that are fantastic esports players. And so even though gaming is thriving in Mexico like it is everywhere else, not everybody is on board, and that includes the government, as we have seen. And so that point of contention is the proposed tax on video games, which is part of a larger bill that has already passed what they call the Chamber of Deputies. It's part of their political setup there. And so it has to go on to the upper house and then the Senate in Mexico before it can be signed into law by the president, Claudia Sheinbaum. So it's not set in stone. But when you see stuff like this, you just sort of think of, like, you know, the ripple effect, or the, you know, what would happen with the dominoes, maybe, because an extra tax in a large market like Mexico, that could push developers just to make their games less violent. And other countries could see this and say, that's actually a good idea. We like what Mexico's doing. So I know there is a huge advocacy group based in Australia called Collective Shout, which is trying to get this a lot of these games banned as well. And so the rumor is that GTA 6 in Mexico will be $100 with the tax. So it's something that we're going to have to keep our eyes on for sure, and hope there isn't a ripple effect in other countries. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. These are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Beneath on the PC. Bleak Haven on the PC. These are all PC games here. Bleak Haven, Ghetto Zombies, Graffiti Squad, Mech Havoc, Nim Assist, Motion Wreck, Myth Realm, Orbis, Terra Firma 2, 1998, The Tollkeeper Story, Waltz of the Wizard Extended Edition for your phones, Android and Apple, As Long as You're Here on the PC. This is for the Xbox Series X and the X and S PS5. It's called Beneath. Death by Scrolling. This has actually got a woman with a bow and arrow fighting zombies. It sounds more like a phone thing. That's for the PC. Halls of Torment. Looks like a dungeon crawler for the XS and 5. Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1 Plus on the PS4. There's also Rebirth 2, Sisters Generation, and Rebirth 3, V Generation. Those are all PS4 games. Ire, a prologue on the PC. Silly Polly Beast, 5 PC XS. Cities, Skylines 2, Bridges and Ports on the PC. Wreck Nation, X and S PC 5. Simon the Sorcerer, Origins, it's on everything. Space Chef, PC 5, Switch, X and S. 2 Point Museum on the Switch 2. The Creator on the PC. The Outer Worlds 2 makes its way to the PC, the 5, the X, and S. Outer Worlds 1 disappointed me, if I'm honest. Achilles Survivor on the Switch. Ark Raiders. It's very Star Wars looking. It's got a guy that looks exactly like 3PO. You might want to sue. X and S, 5 and PC. Asphalia Panic at the Mansion on the Switch. Also Asphalia the Cranky Volcano. Asterix and Obelisk, Mission Babylon, PC, Switch, X and S, and 5. Dungeon Minesweeper, 4, 5, XS, 1, Switch. House of Golf, PC. Little Planet, PC. Luigi's Mansion makes its way to the Switch 2. Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection is on everything. Sweet Surrender is on the 5. Looks like a mech game. Virtua Fighter 5 Revo, X and S, and 5. Besmirch on the PC. Flesh Made Fear on the PC. Jester, A Foolish Ritual on the PC. And Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship is on everything. And we have one more here. Liegecraft. It's very much kind of a medieval-looking game. On the PC. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back with the Emmy Award winning music composer Bear McCreary.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
All right, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome to the show our next guest. That is the Emmy-winning musical composer, Bear McCreary. And he is here to talk about the original Death Stalker 2 composer, Chuck Cirino, drummer Gene the Atomic Dog Hogan, Pete Griffin. This is all coming out of the new version of the cult classic, Death Stalker. Bear, welcome to the show, and thanks for coming on. How did this all come together with all you guys?
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. It's a funny story because the three primary authors of this song, which is called Death Stalker, are Chuck Cirino, who scored this cult classic in the 80s, Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, and myself. And you know, Chuck was working in the 80s as a composer doing cult movies for low-budget scores for cult movies. Slash, at that time, was working at Tower Video in Hollywood. And when he would do a shift at Tower Video, when people would come in to rent movies, he would put on Death Stalker 2. put it up on the screen because he loved the music. He thought this theme was so catchy. And at the same time, you know, I'm in high school and I fall in love with watching cult movies and, you know, bad movies. And I just was enamored with Death Stalker 2. I thought the music was so great. So sure enough, I become a composer. I end up working in Hollywood. I do things like, you know, Battlestar Galactica and The Walking Dead and all kinds of stuff. But I always remembered how much I loved these old movies from the 80s, and ended up doing a record with Slash called The Singularity. And we were together at the concert last year launching it, and he mentioned casually, "Well, I just got back from the set of a movie I'm producing." And I go, "Oh, Slash, you're producing movies. That's cool. What's the movie?" And he goes, "Oh, I got the rights to remake this, you know, this whole thing, Death Stalker." And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, Slash. You're remaking Death Stalker? Well, I know Chuck Cirino, the guy that scored it. We should do a theme song together." And that's how it came about.
So I guess the number one question is, did Slash ever take off his hat or not have a cigarette butt going?
That's a great question. The hat will come off sometimes. The glasses come off sometimes. But it is part of the vibe, man. And I will say, you know, having worked with Slash now on a number of projects, you know, I mean, I never get tired of seeing an email and it's signed Slash, you know. It's just like, man, I love that this guy that, you know, who's such a personality in the rock world, you know, at the end of the day, he is just somebody I love working with. He's got so many great ideas. And, you know, I sent a sketch of the Death Stalker song. My brother Brendan and I collaborated. Brendan wrote the lyrics, and he ended up doing the lead vocal on the track. And we just weren't sure what to do with the bridge. We just weren't sure. I had Chuck's original theme from the 80s as the basis for the verse and the chorus. And then Slash picks up an acoustic guitar, and he records on his phone, "I think it should be this." And he plays this riff. You know, my brother and I listen, and we're like, "Oh, yeah, he's real good at this." You know, it was amazing. So it's really fun. I mean, it's really fun getting to work with him on stuff.
I'm a big video game enthusiast as well, and I love your God of War soundtrack. And how cool is it when they did Ragnarok, and you got to sort of be in the game as a dwarf, right?
Yes. Oh, man, it was amazing. I am a cranky dwarf who plays hurdy-gurdy, which is one of my main instruments, and the character not only looks like me, I got to do the mocap, I got to do the voice. His name is Rabe, which is Bear backwards. So the team really surprised me with that one. I mean, I scored God of War, the 2018 game that came out, and so when it was time to do Ragnarok, they just decided to put me into the game, which was a first for me. That was pretty great.
And just a few years ago, Call of Duty Vanguard, what's it like being in the COD canon?
Oh, my God, that was amazing. I loved working on Call of Duty, and I was impressed with just how efficient and quickly the team works. You know, they're, like, showing me concept art, and I'm used to working on these God of War games. You know, they take 4 or 5 years. I worked on those two games for almost a decade. And then on the Call of Duty stuff, they're like, yeah, here's the artwork. This is what it's going to be. And I go, man, it's going to be amazing. And they go, yeah, no, it'll be out in, you know, 18 months. And I'm like, how is that even possible? But they have thousands of people that work on it. So it was great getting to be a part of that roller coaster. I mean, I've played so many Call of Duty games. And especially to be able to do one, Call of Duty Vanguard was set in World War II, right? So it's... Yeah. It was actually my sort of favorite era of those kind of shooters. Like, I just love playing in that classic era. So that was a dream come true, man.
Well, also for me, like, I love, and I've interviewed video game composers over the years, and going back to the 8-bit days, and they say that a lot of bloops and bleeps, but it's amazing what you can do with 8-bit music. And I know you've kind of dabbled, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something I have put a lot of time into, reverse engineering what makes that music so special. And I have a theory, right? You have only, let's talk, say, the Nintendo Entertainment System, for example, the 8-bit Nintendo. You had 5 sound sources. I think they were a sine wave, a square wave, a triangle wave, a white noise generator, and a pink noise generator. I mean, that's it, right? It's like you can make these sounds. But you can write a great melody. You can come up with great chords. You can come up with a great groove. Actually, you can do all of the things that make a piece of music memorable. And it's not lost on me that there's music I heard 40, pushing 50 years ago now, that I've never forgotten. It's unforgettable music. And even as games became technically more advanced, you can record an orchestra. You can use any synthesizer you want. You can use vocals. At the end of the day, what I admire about game music, about all music, is having an incredible melody, having a melody that sticks with you. And those 8-bit games really kind of taught me at an early age, you don't need a lot of fancy bells and whistles to do that. You just need a good idea.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's totally true. So when you're writing these soundtracks and for these screenplays, do you have to know, this might be a naive question, but do you have to know the plot, the scenes, the director of photography as he's switching a shot to something else? Or do you kind of just write what you feel like the genre and the feeling of the plot is?
I want to know as much as I can. I want to know everything that can be known at any given time. I'll tell you the thing that really matters. I studied with, I was the last protege of Elmer Bernstein. Now, Elmer Bernstein scored Stripes, The Ten Commandments, Animal House, The Great Escape, The Magnificent Seven. He was one of the most important composers.
Wow.
of the 20th century in film.
Well, Great Escape, say no more right there. I mean, that would be, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a handwritten copy of the Great Escape main title that he wrote.
Wow.
When he did that movie, framed on my wall. I mean, wow. I see it every day. He said to me, the only thing you need to know, the only question you need to ask a filmmaker, what do you want the audience to feel? Hmm. Now, if you have the answer to that question, you can do it. Mm. Now, to go back to your core question, how do you get the answer to that? Well, you can get some of that by reading the script, I guess. You can get some of it by watching the footage and looking at what lighting choices were made, editorial decisions, acting decisions. But there is this nebulous thing that forms in your mind when you put it all together, and then you can ask a director or a game developer or a showrunner on a TV show, what do you want the audience to feel right at this moment? There's usually an answer for that. And that answer is the thing that you write music to support.
Wow. That's great stuff. I know Deathstalker 2, it's in the theaters. How do we get the 3-track single? Is that Sparks and Shadows Records?
Sparks and Shadows Records, my label, has put this out. It's streaming everywhere you listen to your music. We have 2 versions of Deathstalker and another great track from the movie that is featured in the credits. And yeah, it's streaming everywhere. And I'm curious, what, you know, which version you like. One version is a little more rock heavy up front, and another version is much more orchestral and sounds sort of like, in the beginning, it almost sounds like God of War right out of the gate, which was really fun because, I was able to, take this old theme from a cult movie in the 80s and reimagine it with a live symphony orchestra, with Slash, with Gene Hoagland, one of the most famous metal drummers alive, and create something really pretty weird and pretty epic. I mean, we're all pretty proud of it.
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and we will hear a version on the way out. Everyone, that's Bear McCreary. So great to have you on. Congrats on the effort, and let's catch up down the road, man.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. A couple minutes left with you, Rick Tittle, on the video game review. It's time now for the cheat code. Send your requests. I like looking them up for older games. Rick at sportsbyline.com. This is from Sherry. Sherry is writing in from East St. Louis. What's up in Mizzou? Sherry says, how do I get the awesome bonus level in Star Fox? I like that. It is an awesome bonus level. There is, of course, NES game, SNES, I should say, Super Nintendo. It's on course three, the second stage. On course three, second stage, when you see a large asteroid on the lower right-hand side, use the plasma cannon and blast the asteroid, and a bird will fly out. Go into the bird, and bonus stage begins. Once again, Star Fox, Super Nintendo, course three, second stage, use your plasma cannon and blast the large asteroid lower right-hand side. A bird will fly free. Una paloma blanca. Fly up to it, and you will have the bonus stage. Thanks for the email, Sherry. Keep them coming, Rick at sportsbyline.com. And we just got a couple of minutes here. If you really liked the Netflix Squid Game on your phone, I don't think there's going to be another one, because Netflix announced a couple days ago that they have shut down Boss Fight Entertainment. That was the studio that made Squid Game Unleashed for the phone. And that doesn't mean that it wouldn't go to another developer, but I mean, it's such a natural fit for a video game, because the whole thing is a whole bunch of mini games. And the same thing had already been done many times, titles like Fall Guys and others. But the only difference is that with Squid Game, you get shot in the head or you fall to your death or something if you lose. But Netflix went out and bought Boss Fight Entertainment 3 years ago to make games, and that was to make a game off of The Queen's Gambit. That was a real popular movie on Netflix. And so last year, when Squid Game Unleashed came out, I gave it a shot. Listen, unless it's like a word search or a Mahjong or a Tetris, whatever, it's so hard to make a good game on a phone. This is why I like Angry Birds. You know, you just pull back and let it fly. Golf is good. I played it for about an hour, and then I realized, you know, that feeling, you know, you'll never play it again. So, screw the phone. I would like to see it on next gen. I would like to see a really cool Squid Game video game on a next gen system. But what's interesting is, remember, Netflix and Amazon, everybody's coming out. Google Stadia didn't last very long, did it? They only put a ton of money into that. But they, after everyone's bragging, oh, we're making our own games, Netflix has been kind of moving away from gamings, at least in terms of their in-house productions, because I think they just realized farming out its IPs to established companies is a lot cheaper than owning and maintaining your own studios. But that being said, it's still pretty surprising that Boss Fight Entertainment got the axe, because Squid Game Unleashed was actually very successful games, and it topped a lot of download charts. But, I mean, you can also say that with a great start, it just lost its audience. Like for me, it lasted an hour. A lot of mobile games do that. And Squid Game had its third and final season, we think. And they had that stupid Squid Game, the challenge with real people. But anyway, we'll keep our eye on that. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the video game review. We'll be back next week and we'll do it again. I'm Rick Tittle. Until then, play video games, and we'll see you next time on VGR.